acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Su. It is the number one marketing podcast on Apple and number 15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests, then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Alec Baldwin, and here's the thing. I'd like to play a little word association. Say the first thing that comes to your mind when I say Kardashian. Okay, I get that. Now, I'd like you to listen in on a conversation I had with Kris Kardashian Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian empire. When we're done, let's do a word association again and see if you have a different response. I met Kris over 10 years ago.
Sing a song with me, Kris. Ready?
Sing a song? What are we going to sing?
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow.
Our daughters attended school together. An added bonus there was that Kris's husband, Olympic decathlon champion Bruce Jenner, was their private track coach.
My chin
and grin
and say.
Okay, that's enough.
Right. Kris Jenner always calls the shots. She describes herself this way.
Complete control freak.
She and her husband, Bruce, have 10 kids between them. We're most familiar with their five girls, Courtney, Chloe, Kim, Kendall, and Kylie, who, along with their parents, are the subjects of Keeping Up with the Kardashians and three spinoff shows on the cable channel E! This is a family that's used to publicity. Even before their TV shows existed, a former boyfriend of Kim's leaked a sex video of the two of them. It's clear this family has made the most of the spotlight, and nothing is off topic.
Seriously.
See that you need a bikini wax from here.
Stop!
I am the type of girl.
By now, we're all pretty used to the reality TV concept, but in the early 1970s, when PBS turned a camera on the Loud family in Northern California to create the program An American Family, this was breaking new ground.
The Louds are neither average nor typical. No family is.
Did you watch The American Family? Did you see The Louds when they were on? Did you ever watch that show? So you know who they are, right? So
no,
American Family was considered the mother of all reality shows. And The Louds were this family where they kept the camera on them. And a lot of things happened. The son, Lance Loud, came out as a homosexual on camera.
Parents
split up on camera. It was really like this family had allowed themselves to be shot verite style. Hour after hour after hour. And these people had no sense of humor.
Howdy.
Hi, Dad.
How are you doing?
Oh, I just woke up from a nap.
Did you?
I'm getting lots of rest.
Attaboy. Twin, how about food? Are you getting a lot of food?
Well, I'm getting the right kind of food.
I see.
I think you guys have to stay united and realize that anything that either one of you does builds the whole Kardashian brand.
My sister's just...
Yes, the brand. The Kardashian Collection. A line of clothes and accessories that Kris and her family recently launched. Last year, the family earned $65 million in profits. Kris Kardashian Jenner explained where it all began.
We've always been a really close, big family. I met Bruce. I had four kids. He had four kids. We got married, had two kids. Now we have this family with 10 kids.
Now, your first husband,
Robert Kardashian,
right,
I was married to Robert.
You were divorced from Robert and had four kids with him.
While I was going through my divorce, I met Bruce Jenner at the very end of my, like, I was days away from a finalization of my divorce. I never really wanted to date much more. I was like, I was done. I just wanted to raise my kids. And, you know, it kicked my ass a little bit. Even though I was the one who left the marriage, it was really hard. Met Bruce and we got married 7 months later. Anyway, we had this big, crazy family, and everybody who spent any amount of time with us would say, you guys should do your own reality show. They would observe the swirlings on.
The house was an active beehive of
craziness,
young girls,
everything you see.
Funny.
Yeah. A lot of big, crazy personalities in one household makes for a lot of drama at all times. So
oh,
what happened was we were having dinner one night with a friend of mine, Dina Katz, who happens to be the casting director for Dancing with the Stars,
right.
Came by the house for dinner with her husband, saw the pandemonium that was going on in my house with Courtney walking in and Kim swirling around and somebody yelling for my 7-year-old Kylie.
She saw the show.
Line one. And she was like, this is nuts. You guys need your own reality show. She said, you know, I just came from a meeting at Ryan Seacrest's office today. And they're looking for a reality show. If I call him, will you take a meeting? And I said, absolutely. Within 30 days, we were shooting our show.
So is the show that you're doing the show that was pitched?
Yes.
How did it evolve?
When I came home and said, family, we have a show, we all sat down, especially Kim, and said, if we're going to do this, we're going to roll camera at all times.
What Watch did they that. Say about that?
Everybody agreed. Courtney was a little hesitant.
Why?
She's my oldest. She is the most practical. She thinks about things.
She's the most like you.
No, because I'm more spontaneous. I'm very, if you said to me right now, let's go ski in the Alps, I'd go, well, let's go.
Yeah.
She can't even pick out carpet. Takes her a week to pick a color. So she had to
She's very deliberate.
She had to digest the whole thing. And that's fine. She did that and she decided, you know what, this could be a lot of fun. I think what attracted all of us was the fact of, wow, we're going to be able to. I feel like the luckiest woman in the world because I get to get up every single day and I work with my kids and my family. And I mean, you can't get more controlling than that.
Well, to me, you are a parent and you are a confidant and a friend in
yes.
the way that a parent, to the extent that any parent can be. But also, you know, are you the one calling the shots business-wise?
Yeah.
Who tells the three Beatles here what to do?
Me.
You do?
Yeah.
And,
stops here.
So you're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You are the
I'm
one
I'm their manager.
Who, and you either tell them or cajole them into doing what you think needs to be done for their business interests.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Tell and cajole.
Do the girls wake up some days and say, I don't want to be this person. I don't want to do this crap another day.
That's what's
the grind,
remarkable.
I mean.
The grind. Lots of people think that doing a show like we do is very easy. But what comes with it is you now have a responsibility to not only your family, but you have a responsibility to an entire network. Now you're the number one show, hit show on a network that's getting incredible numbers.
You've remade that network.
I don't know about that, but we work really hard.
Well,
These girls have the best work ethic. They will wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning and they work until they fall down and they get up the next day and they do it all over again. Courtney amazes me every single day. She's a new mom. She gave birth and a week later they were doing a photo shoot. I laid in bed for 10 days. After I gave birth and ate bonbons.
One of the things I'm wondering is, could the Kardashians, as the public know them, could they have existed in Chicago or Cincinnati? Or how much of your life, you, Kris Jenner, is driven by the Los Angeles cultural imperative?
Mm-hmm.
In my mind, one that focuses on wealth, fame, beauty.
It definitely would not be the same show someplace else. There would be a much different dynamic because of the way that I would maybe naturally raise my kids. But here's the interesting thing. You've seen where I live.
I've seen a couple places you've lived.
Rural in Hidden Hills.
Yeah.
In the community.
It's a bit of a shinier house now than you used to have. It's a little shinier.
Yeah, it's got, you know, we polished up the floors.
Yeah.
But it's still a neighborhood that's horsey and
rural
and family. You know, so
very low-key.
It's the kind of place where we enjoy spending our time, even though we have that Hollywood craziness swirling around us at all times. Los Angeles, because I moved there when I was 20, it's really all I know. I get energy off of it. It's what makes me tick. There's always something to do. I love the Hollywood side of it.
What do you think the girls would have done with their lives had they not been doing what they're doing?
Before we did the show.
Where were they headed?
We opened stores. One of them was Smooch, the children's clothing store. Remember? And the other was Dash.
All that was going on long before.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we would have been so happy.
So this thread of clothing, this is the
started
thread.
With my mom. My mother had to do something to make a living for herself. My grandmother had a candle store in La Jolla. What happened was my dad passed away. He was in a car accident, was in ICU for 16 weeks in a hospital in San Diego, died. My stepdad. And during that time, my mother called me up and she said, listen, I'm going to close my store because I really want to go be with your dad every day at ICU. And I said, you're not closing your store. You just bought all the clothes for Easter. I'm coming down. I'm going to run your store. I would go to my mom's for 5 days, come home for 5 hours. And this went on until my dad eventually passed away. And I came home after the funeral and I was very sad. And I called up Courtney and I said, Courtney, I know this sounds crazy, but I'm opening up a children's store. I miss working at grandma's. Do you want to be my partner? We had no business plan. We had no idea what we were doing. We drove around Calabasas. I said, I like that store. I leased it that day. We went to the Mart. We bought like seven tutus.
You married Bruce after 7 months. You're a decisive gal.
Yeah.
In a good way. Okay. But what I want to say to you is how much—
You have to make decisions.
What if one of your daughters turned around to you tomorrow and said, I'm out, I'm done?
I respect my kids so much for their own particular personalities. But the one thing that's so important to me is their faith. I've taken them to church since the day they were born. It's such a big part of our lives.
Well, Bruce is golfing.
Yeah, well, he's on the golf course. We go to church. Yeah. We have long conversations about, you know, the difference between what's really superficial and fluffy and everything else. And
tell me about that. Because these are girls who obviously are characterized and are framed as kind of the, you know, the zenith of kind of
exactly.
of the moment, current, young
exactly.
beauty. And 3 years from now, it's going to be keeping up with the Klonopins or somebody
right.
else.
Right. So I think that what makes them so amazing is they don't take themselves too seriously.
That's apparent,
when you
yeah.
get to know them, you really realize, people will say to me, I spent time with Kim and she's unbelievable. She's gorgeous on the inside, too. And I'm like, yeah.
How much as a woman have you been focused on and thus imparted to your daughters that as women, you need to have your own financial security? How much of this was about your drive mm-hmm. that you want your own money that's yours? It's never a bad idea to have your own pile.
Absolutely. I think that they're very motivated. Courtney's the most frugal. And my oldest, and she loves business and she loves making money. And so does Kim and so does Chloe. And they will scold me. Mom, why would you buy that? You know, that's way too much
yeah.
money. Or how could you do that and save for a rainy day? And like the tables are turned. They're telling me
yeah,
like,
you're the out of control
roll.
One in the family.
Yeah, slow your roll, Mom, because you're like out of control.
With
like,
a K.
Yeah, with a K. They have taught me something about business and work ethic. And I have taught them about drive and about having your own things. All my children, except for Robert and Kendall and Kylie, have gone out and bought their own homes. They're working people who contribute to society. You know, you have to look at the whole picture and go, wow, you know what? They may be crazy, but they're good crazy.
More of my conversation with Kris Kardashian Jenner is coming up in a minute. I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing.
Notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Rosie, somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned. It feels so good.
It does. And like always, we'll be here every week covering the wide world of TV, movies, comics, and geek culture.
That's right. We'll be talking about Batman, heroes of that stature, and of course, we'll be inviting our friends in the industry to come geek out with us and share stories. We'll hear from TV writers, from actors, comics creators, pop culture critics, and more.
Nothing is off the table because geek culture is pop culture. And we can't wait to share our love of it all with you every single week.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh,
yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, then look no further than the Marketing School podcast hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the number one marketing podcast in the United States and number 15 on business in the United States. And it has amazing guests such as Alex Hormozi, Layla Hormozi, Cody Sanchez. We pull in these amazing interviews with other people that are not only great marketers, but actual operators. And the icing on the cake is Neil and myself were also operators as well. So we share learnings from the trenches. We share secrets that we otherwise wouldn't be sharing with other people. And we also share other advantages that will help you get ahead of your competition. So all you have to do is listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing. I'm talking with Kris Kardashian Jenner, the matriarch of the Kardashian clan. Was this the plan? Did you think you were going to end up where you are now doing what you're doing with this multi-headed hydra of jewelry and fragrances and clothes? And
it was the wish. The fantasy was to have a clothing line. The fantasy was to have a fragrance. We had retail stores. I was working in a shop. I sold T-shirts. This is what I did all day long. When you have a retail store, you want customers. If somebody says to you, we could do a TV show and we're going to shine a camera on your shop every day. Hello? I'm signing up.
The TV show was really just something you did because it's the other things what you wanted to do.
Yes.
And it all just kind of evolved. But let me ask you this.
I think I got really lucky.
Well, I mean, I'm not quite sure that I would ever want to live that kind of life. Someone said to me, what's your greatest dream? Me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I've got a whole raft of them, and there's many things I'd like to do. I said, my dream would be to sleep in the same bed for 1 year and never get on an airplane for a year.
But you have to remember that most of the year, if we're shooting, I'm in my own bed, in my own house, all day long.
But I don't know if I could do that, meaning, because to me, I wanted my home to be this sanctuary, where when I closed the door, that's where I knew there was no cameras and I could say the F-bomb and I could be whatever I wanted to be. Now, to link this to something else, you know, your husband, Bruce... he's a pretty rock-rib conservative guy. The Bruce that I knew was in a network of very, you know, kind of moderately conservative, golfing buddies with Arnold.
Yes.
I mean, he's not a Hollywood liberal by any stretch.
No.
And he and I would joke with each other about that.
Yeah.
I'd pull up to the school to drop my daughter in a Prius, and Bruce would be like in an Escalade, and he would laugh at me. He'd be like, you know, that's what you're driving, buddy?
Yeah, he's crazy.
What has this whole experience done to your marriage or for your marriage, and what's it done to or for Bruce's career? Meaning, Bruce had his own identity as a man who not only won the decathlon, the Olympic gold medal in the decathlon, but posted very, very valid times.
The score that he posted was a world record, 8,634 points. And I will tell you that last week at the U.S. Track and Field Championships, the guy who posted number one still did not have 8,634
points. So Bruce,
points.
Everybody knows who Bruce is, and he's this athletic god.
Yes.
Believe me, when I was a kid, I was at the breakfast table with the Wheaties on my table, and you know, I was going, how do I get to be him? So what has this whole experience meant to Bruce and to your marriage?
Bruce is amazingly, I don't know where he gets it, this inner strength and character
zen.
And zen that he has deep down inside, where a bomb could go off in the living room and he would go, what was that? Nothing rattles him. And he, I think, has great faith in me. He trusts me. What bothers Bruce and really gets him crazy mad is when they talk inappropriately, like Chloe. You know, she can talk like a sailor sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, they've just always been a little rough around the edges. Not Kim at all, but Courtney can really sing a fine tune, and Chloe...
drop a few bombs.
Yeah, Chloe can drop the bomb. I didn't raise them like that. I mean, I once in a while can have a potty mouth, for sure. But you don't, like, raise your kids with, you know, flinging F-bombs all day long. Chloe really has this little sassy personality that can really get under
Bruce's
skin.
Where do you think that comes from? Is it another manifestation of the one who least really wants to be there? Because she's the most private.
No, she's like that
is it
in
an
life.
Anger? So in life,
no,
she's
just
salty.
That's how she is. She's very salty, like pretzel salty.
When you've dealt with some of the most painful moments, real scandal for one of the girls that was really, really tough, and you and I remember we spoke.
I know, you called me.
I remember I called you and I said to you, remember to tell her, Kim, that it's not like she was caught on tape counterfeiting money, beating a child, robbing a bank, stealing a purse from a homeless person. She was caught on tape doing something that everybody does all day long if they had their way. It was not like it's an unhealthy practice. But how did you help her get through that? And how do you help your kids get through? Because they're still young people.
Kim got through that bad time with her faith. She did something
that
she
regrets. What did
she
learn from that?
Don't ever, 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 ever do something like that again.
Were you on to him from the beginning? Did you know? Did you have a sense that he was that kind of guy?
You know what? I focused my energy on her and just helping her through a bad time. But here's the thing. Kim is a survivor. Kim landed on her feet. And that's what I admire about her, because she didn't let the naysayers and the negative, you know, nasty comments get her down. But it taught a couple of things. You asked about the younger girls, and I think it taught them a very good lesson. The biggest lesson is, obviously, don't ever do something like that. But better than that, you always have your family. That's the bottom line for us, no matter what, is that we love each other so much. You can do something that's negative and still come home, and I'm going to wrap my arms around them, no matter what happens.
So even though I know that you are very close, your family, in this incredible way, all these crazy menu of things you guys have been through together on camera and off camera has actually made you even closer. Is that true?
Absolutely.
This experience has made your family, a close family, even closer.
Just shows that videotape can be your friend. I feel unbelievably lucky to have had these cameras capture the last 6 years of my life. The best home movies. Sometimes I look back on Chloe and Lamar's wedding that I planned in 9 days, and I cry every time. I worked my whole life raising my kids. They're my life.
Kris Kardashian Jenner, she calls herself the momager of her clan. They recently finished season 6 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. She's hoping for 26. The Kardashians continue to find new ways to make the most of the spotlight. Just 72 days into her new marriage, Kim Kardashian filed for divorce. Now, let's try that word association again. Kardashian. See? I'm Alec Baldwin, and you're listening to Here's the Thing.
Writer and notorious Scott Summers hater Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you want to level up your marketing and business knowledge, look no further than the Marketing School podcast, hosted by Neil Patel and yours truly, Eric Hsu. It is the #1 marketing podcast on Apple and #15 on business in the United States. Now, if you want to listen to interesting conversations with operators that have been there, done that, also with other interesting guests. Then listen to Marketing School every weekday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.